Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Let's go to Samuel. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Samuel?
Hey, what's up, man? So, you know, every year, me and my wife, we set up like Halloween movies in the garage and we leave it, you know, for kids to come by, watch if they want. But I think this year we'll set up for the MLB game. And then the previous caller was talking about scaring. Is it out? You know, when I was a kid, I went up to this house. And you know those, like, black wooden cutouts that they have? So there was one leaning up against a wall, and I was pretty sure it was wooden. Grabbed some candy, turned around, and it was gone. So I figured the wind blew it down. And I got to the end of the sidewalk, and someone tapped me on my shoulder. I turned around, and it was the dude. Scared me like hell. I ran down the street. I took off.
I got to tell you, as a kid, you're always, like, on edge. On Halloween anyway, and then knowing that that can happen, like people will scare you. People in our neighborhood did that. And so you always kind of were looking out. My brother-in-law Dave used to do it to people up in Genesee when they were growing up. He'd sit in the bushes and scare kids as they came up. I don't know how much of that is frowned upon. Oh, I'm all for it, but I don't know. all right. I'm talking to a very specific crowd. But we have talked about this for years, and it's led to nothing but complaints. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Yep.
Okay.
In Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Kalamazoo, happy.
Western Michigan is hosting Central Michigan in the battle for the Victory Cannon on a Saturday. For the first time since 2019. They will play this game on a Saturday.
It's been that long?
Yep. When this game has gotten played during Maction on Tuesdays or Wednesdays the last few years, we would bring this up and our phones would light up with upset Central fans, with upset Western fans, and it's back on a Saturday. So here's the question at 248-539-9797. There's a lot of you Broncos out there, and there's a lot of you Chippewas out there. Is it back on? And what I mean by that is all the years of the complaining, Tuesday night or Wednesday night, when we watch those games, and they'd be played in those stadiums in front of several fans, now that it's on a weekend, are you back in to support it? And I'm not trying to shame anybody, but the game is not sold out. I don't think it's particularly close to sold out at Waldo Stadium. So I went on the Western Michigan website to see if it was sold out, thinking that it might be because it was back on a Saturday. And you go into the dot matrix, you know, where you can choose your seats and zoom in close enough so you can see which seats are available.
Right.
There were like full sections available.
full sections.
Yep.
Just waiting for topless fans.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know why you went there, but sure.
Well, that's, isn't that?
Oh, what the guys are doing now?
Yeah, Oklahoma State. And
yeah,
they
did it in East Lansing last week. The student, those are students. Students like to take their shirts off and wave them in the air now, and they get a bunch of guys, and they're all doing it.
It's not that cold.
So, you know, if we want to keep this game on a weekend, doesn't it need to sell out so the MAC can say, not this game. You're not moving this game to a Tuesday or Wednesday because these games sell out. Don't we want this to sell out? Don't we want their case to be made to leave it on a Saturday?
I can only speak to the one awful year I spent at Central Michigan and say that I went to the first football game, the first home game that they had there. I was all excited.
Mm-hmm.
First college experience here, get to go to the game. And I was surprised at how downplayed it was. And then as the season went on, I was surprised that nobody cared about college football there. I'm sure it's changed. I'm saying for that awful year that I spent there in the fall of 1988, it was just, it was a non-factor. Nobody cared.
Nobody cared about Central football.
Nobody cared.
How were they in 1988? Were they any good?
It's funny. I still remember a couple of the names of the players. They had a decent running back. Donnie Riley, I think, was the name of the running back. He was pretty good. But they had a Newberry freshman was a quarterback. Why? I remember that. It was like reading the. This is like a headline I can remember reading. Newberry freshman quarterback blank, and I don't remember the guy's name, but I remember he was from Newberry.
He was from Newberry.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't recall them being anything. I think they're probably 4-7 or
five.
They were a very middling team.
So,
but
did you
wasn't impressed upon like oh, you got to go to the game.
Well, but Central Western was a big party weekend.
That it was, but that year it started to change, like because it got to be, you know, it got out of hand, I guess. It had gotten out of hand. They mm-hmm. started to police it a little bit more. So.
Okay, the team your freshman year went 7-4.
Oh, we were 7.
5-3 in the MAC. Jeff Bender threw for 1,309 yards. Tailback Donnie Riley had 1,128 yards rushing. And Mark Hopkins had 433 receiving yards. I'll try and figure out who the Newberry freshman was.
I think that was Ben. Was it Brender?
Was it, you think he was a freshman?
Let's wait.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
See, we can figure it out. Anyway, got to sell this game out to keep it on a Saturday, right? This isn't, I'm not trying to shame anybody, but if you want to keep it on Saturday, got to sell it out.
I don't know what it is now, but back then, students, the tickets are free.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. You got in with your student ID. Mm. I mean, these aren't like 70,000 seat stadiums.
No, they're not. Let's go to Brian. You're on 97.1 a ticket. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Appreciate you taking the call, as always.
Sure.
So I had the honor of playing for Western way back in the day when Harbaugh was actually one of my coaches. And I can tell you right now, you live for Saturday, whether it's an afternoon game or a night game. It's all about Saturday for me. And now, as a fan, I can tell you right now, when they've had the Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever the weekday games are, I live in Northville. I can't get there. You know, yeah. I work. Everybody else's works. And, you know, even when I have a lot of friends that live in the area, they couldn't even get to the games when it's on a weekday. So I'm all about putting it back on Saturday, getting the rivalry there, you know, getting the fans involved, the kids involved, the, you know, the bands involved, making it a true marquee showcase game again versus the weekday. So I'm all about the weekend, and let's go Saturdays. Let's go Broncos.
Are you going?
It's a possibility.
Okay.
I'll know today. I got a lot of Zoom calls and crazy work stuff as well, but I'm going to try to get there for sure. But
good.
Again, I'm thrilled it's back on Saturdays.
Good. Hey, thank you, Brian. 248-539-9797. It's not back on Saturdays. It's back Saturday this year. And, you know, by all accounts, everybody from Central and Western wants it on Saturday. So how do you keep it on Saturday? You sell it out and it's not yet. At Western this year. Eddie is next. What's up, Eddie?
Hi. How you doing today?
Good.
All
thank
right.
you.
Good, good. I talked with Dan Bartholomew, who's the new Western athletic director, and this was one of his big initiatives when he took over his job, and I don't think you're going to see the game during the week anymore. They're going to keep this rivalry game as a Saturday game. Dan's done a bunch of great things since he's become athletic director there, and I think you're going to continue to see more good things happen, especially if you're a Bronco.
Okay, so this topic came up when you were talking with him?
Yes, that's
correct. Where and when were you talking with him?
Homecoming. I was at a homecoming tailgate that he was at, and I got to talk to him about the hockey team and specifically about the Central game. So I think you're going to see that continue to be on Saturdays again, where it belongs.
It's really interesting because, thank you for the phone call, these mid-major college football programs need the money that ESPN and CBS Sports Network pay to put those games on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And they get put on Tuesdays and Wednesdays because those networks for years have made money on Maction games and Sun Belt games and Conference USA games. Because they get a rating and they can sell the advertising. It's an amazing, and everybody, you know, feels like everybody complains about it. How do they make up for the lost revenue if they don't put one of their marquee games on Tuesday or Wednesday nights? If Bartholomew or anybody can figure out, that's awesome. That is awesome because it's one of the like underrated things in our state is Mac football. And I know we got a ton of Broncos and Chippewas out there. And if they can keep it on Saturday, that'll be cool.
It would help them out.
Wolverine and Spartan fans, get your questions in. We're going to do a mailbag for Michigan and Michigan State. Send them over at 248-539-9797, and we will ask them at 102.
You got Birchie next?
Birchie at 1245.
1245!
Yeah, Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.